So, you have some new Marvel content for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh, boy. And I gotta say, this strategy of ours to dump hours and hours of Marvel content onto Disney Plus?
Yeah?
It was maybe a mistake.
Oh.
Yeah, we might have messed up on that. Anyway, too late to stop now, so what's next?
Well, I was thinking we do Loki Season 2.
Oh, everybody's favorite villain that hasn't been an actual villain in about 10 years.
Exactly. I say we double down on this show because it was one of the few ones people actually seem to like.
Very true. So what's gonna happen to Loki this time around?
Well, you know how in Season 1, Loki kind of learned to make selfless decisions for the greater good?
Sure.
Well, in this season, he's gonna learn to make selfless decisions for the even greater good.
I like that.
So after Sylvie killed He Who Remains at the end of Season 1, Loki starts doing this thing called time slipping.
What does that mean?
It means he glitches like a video game character and uncontrollably jumps around to different times and places.
Interesting.
Yeah, and since he's going back in time, that means he can do stuff then that affects the future.
I feel like that's not the explanation we had for time travel in Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, well, time works differently at the TVA.
Meaning?
It means that now that I've said that, I can do whatever I want and you have to get all the way off my back about it.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing of yours.
So anyway, to stop the time slipping from happening, Mobius and Loki go see this guy named OB because he wrote the TVA handbook.
Okay.
And he says that this is happening because there are so many branching timelines that this thing called the temporal loom is overloading.
Uh-oh, those sound like important time words, so what do they do?
Well, Mobius has to bring this device to the loom, but there's a risk of his skin peeling off and spaghettification, and Loki has to prune himself at the same time.
Pruning and spaghettification?
That's right.
Oh, horrible death words that make me hungry or tight.
All right, so anyway, after all that, it still seems like this thing's gonna overload.
Uh-oh.
So they go find Sylvie in hiding to get her to help.
And where's Sylvie hiding?
Well, she's in the past working at whatever fast food chain the studio has a good relationship with.
Probably McDonald's.
I'm loving it. So Sylvie adores working at this McDonald's because of the fantastic work culture and delicious selection of food.
They have a whole variety of delicious offerings.
Which will be discussed by the characters, yeah, but Sylvie doesn't want to help out, even though they tell her that her whole timeline's gonna stop existing if she doesn't.
How does that make sense?
Free will or something. Now OB realizes he needs the temporal aura of He Who Remains or Miss Minutes to fix this loom thing.
All right.
So everybody goes back to 1893 Chicago to find a He Who Remains variant named Victor Timely.
Right.
Yeah, and there's a whole bunch of chaos and he ends up getting away with Miss Minutes.
Oh yeah, the cartoon clock lady.
That's the one. But she confesses that she wants to have a physical form because she's in love with him and wants them to, you know, physically be together.
Oh, flirtatious clocks are tight.
What?
So then what happens?
No. What did you mean by that?
By what?
Well, you imply that you're very familiar with the concept of flirtatious clocks.
I don't have a weird secret.
I didn't use that term. You did just now.
Stop.
Okay, so anyway, Victor Timely's not into clocks in that way, so he shuts her down, and then the good guys manage to bring him to the TVA.
Oh, well, good for them.
And Victor Timely's gonna be like, oh, what is going on?
Well, what's that voice you're doing?
Well, he's a big old smart science nerd, so he talks like that.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he talks like Donald Glover at the 2-minute mark of the Derek comedy sketch Jerry from 16 years ago.
What?
Yeah.
Kind of a super specific reference.
It's accurate.
I just don't know that anyone's familiar with that.
And they should type Derek Comedy Jerry into the YouTube search bar and see how Donald Glover talks at the 2-minute mark.
Where are you looking? You got a freaking clock over there?
No, and so then they need to send Victor to fix the loom, but he turns into spaghetti and then everybody turns into spaghetti.
Terrifying and delicious.
But turns out that Loki survives the past at dish attack because he's the main character.
Oh, so what does he do?
Well, he starts involuntarily time-slipping to the other characters' original lives.
Are we gonna see Owen Wilson on a jet ski?
Yes, sir, we are. That weird specific desire that we implanted in everyone's brains in Season 1 is gonna be paid off, kinda. Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Wow.
So now Loki has to get the whole team back together and try to fix the loom again.
A lot of loom repair attempts.
But Sylvie doesn't want to help.
Even though she's been told that her reality will stop existing?
That's right.
Wow, she kind of sucks, huh? Gonna be tough to get her to join if that doesn't convince her.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, eventually her reality does turn to spaghetti, so then she decides to help out.
Ugh.
So they try to fix the loom again, but everything turns to spaghetti because they're too late.
Mamma mia.
But then Loki figures out how to control his time slipping, so he sets out to fix this loom earlier.
So what does he do?
Well, he spends centuries learning about physics, but every time Victor goes out, he still turns to spaghetti.
Why does Victor the human have to be the one to go? Why can't Loki the god go?
Well, because Victor's the one who invented this thing, so if there are problems, he can solve them.
Can't Loki have Victor troubleshoot through a communicator?
Hey, shut up. So then Loki goes to see He Who Remains at the end of time, who's like, hey, he can save the loom by killing Sylvie before she kills me.
Right.
But Loki's like, I will not kill Sylvie. She's the best.
She's not.
So then Loki realizes he can destroy the loom and reduce rejuvenate all the timelines and make them into a tree-like structure and hold them.
How?
Magic. That works.
So now he's essentially sacrificed himself to oversee all the timeline branches all alone at the end of time forever and ever.
Wow, well, we've come a long way from the Loki that attacked New York City like a week before this.
Yeah, like a week ago, but also centuries have passed since then. It's a big character transformation.
Major, major transformation. He truly did replace a sewing device.
Well, don't say it like that.
Sorry.
So what do you think?
Oh, honestly, I think it's great. You know, you have a show with a distinct voice and a unique style focusing on characters. It's good.
Thank you.
It's really good. In fact, I'd go so far as to say that nothing could put a damper on this.
Hi everybody, Ryan George here. Thank you so much for taking the time to watch this video. I know with everyone's busy schedules, it can be hard to find the time to sit down and watch something of this length. So thank you, and don't forget to wipe and wash your hands.